Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 79. I hope you've been enjoying the show so far in 2019. On that note, in case you missed last week's episode, I was at the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, the annual Mecca to Sin City, where tens of thousands of tech journalists like yours truly, as well as retailers and analysts, all cram into various facilities like the Las Vegas Convention Center just to catch a glimpse at tomorrow's technology today. If you missed that show last weekend on Tech It Out on the Radio America Network, it is available as a podcast that you can stream or download or even subscribe to on platforms like iTunes, TuneIn, Blog Talk, and so on. And this week's show continues the discussion from the 2019 CES. We'll catch up with Samsung in a moment to talk about its gorgeous and huge 98-inch TVs in 8K resolution, no less. And we'll, of course, chat about what that means. We'll also talk about its other TVs at the show, like The Wall, The Frame, and smart TVs, now with Apple support. Who saw that coming? Also this hour, we're going to catch up with Peter Nowak. He's a technology journalist and author who looks at CES with a bit more of a critical eye. I'm looking forward to my talk with him later on in the program. All right, let's kick things off with this weekend's Tech It Out. The 2019 Consumer Electronics Show, or CES for short, recently wrapped up in Las Vegas. And this year, out of all the tech categories represented at the show, self-driving cars and wearables, health and fitness tech and robotics, the one that really seemed to have the biggest buzz this year was televisions. And big is the operative word, with giant and gorgeous TVs. Now, one of the highlights for me was Samsung's booth in the central hall of the Las Vegas Convention Center. And to help tell you what you missed, as it's an industry-only show, you have to be in the business to attend, we're joined on the line by Samsung's Scott Cohen. He's a senior manager of product training at the company. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
How was your CES, sir?
CES, it's my favorite week of the year. Samsung gets to showcase not just new products that are coming in the following year or 2019, but we also get to see some really exciting forward-thinking few years out technology. And being at Samsung, I mean, we have to be the center of the show. We have a 25,000 square foot booth that's packed from the moment the show opens to the moment the show closes, packed with great technology, great demos. So really good week for me, and a great week for Samsung.
Yeah, it was a fantastic booth, as always, from robotics, which of course is a little bit more forward-thinking, as you suggested, with the Samsung bots, to smart appliances, to home entertainment, which is why we've got you on the line today. Tell us about Samsung's TVs at the show, and that's a pretty broad and open-ended question. So why don't we narrow it down to giant TVs? I was gushing over this 98-inch QLED TV from Samsung. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. So the TVs are always a big story with Samsung, always a big story at CES. And, you know, one thing that 2018 told Samsung is our customers want bigger TV screens. They're looking at 75-inch, 82-inch TVs. So there is a drive to go bigger. So Samsung came to CES with a whole new line of TVs that goes from 65-inch all the way up to 98-inch. Which speaks to improving picture quality at a large screen size. And, you know, the reason that we're talking about improved picture quality at this screen size is that these are 8K TVs. And 8K, for, you know, is speaks directly to the resolution of the TV. And what Samsung did is, you know, we've had 4K TVs for a while. We're going to 8K, which is what we're going to say is four times the resolution. And to kind of, you know, bring it home for someone that may not be so techy, all of the flat screen TVs we watch right now are made up of little dots on the screen called pixels. And when all the dots work together, it creates the picture. So, you know, with that as the basis of how picture is created, increasing the number of dots should increase both picture quality, picture clarity, and the overall experience. So what Samsung did is in our 4K lineup, we have about 8 million dots or 8 million pixels. In our 8K lineup, those is we're talking about 33 million pixels, so four times the resolution. So what the customers are going to be able to do is sit much closer to these TVs without seeing any of those pixels or dots, which is going to give you more detail and a more lifelike image.
So even if you could buy a 100-inch TV today or 98-inch TV, if it was in HD quality or even 4K, which is top of the line today, you may still see some imperfections when you're dealing with a TV that size, like twice the size of many TVs today. So when you bump up the resolution, the number of dots or pixels on top of delivering a bigger panel, you really have that kind of clarity that you want. I mean, even nose to glass, it's phenomenal. It's so lifelike. I often say that going from 4K to 8K is like slipping on a pair of prescription glasses for the first time. I mean, everything just becomes super crisp and ultra lifelike that you really feel like you're there with what you're watching. I saw a lot of nature scenery and things like that at the Samsung booth. It was like I was really there. It's crazy. So 98-inch TVs with 8K resolution. And tell us a little bit about the QLED portion here, Scott. That 98-inch TV was QLED technology. What is that exactly?
So, you know, when we're talking about QLED with Samsung, we are talking about a technology called quantum dot. And the reason Samsung has made these advancements in quantum dot and applied them to our TV has to do with color accuracy and color brightness. So when we think of when you think of a Samsung QLED, first and foremost, that's Samsung's flagship line of TVs. That's the best TVs we make. It's based on quantum dot because using the technology of quantum dot, we can get the full color spectrum accurate in any brightness condition. And when I say any brightness condition, you know, many times, you know, if you thought of an ideal place to watch TV, it would be a man cave, a movie theater, a darkened room, a room where you have full control of the lighting. But the reality is our customers put their TVs in the room with skylights, doors to the backyard. They like to watch football at noon. They like to watch movies in the evening with the lights on. And what Samsung QLED does is it makes it one of the most versatile TVs out there because the room lighting or the condition of the lights in the room won't affect our panels or our QLED panels because they do have that brightness to compete. Of course, they can be toned down for movie theaters. So QLED is the technology we really believe is out there to make the best TV. Now, what's really great about QLED, which is a little different from some of the other leading technologies, is that QLED is an inorganic matter, which means it is free from burn-in or image retention. And in fact, the QLED line of TVs from Samsung comes with a Q guarantee, which guarantees the panel for life against image retention and burn-in.
All right, so burn-in or image retention is where you've got that same image on the screen for a long period of time, such as a border around like a sports score or something like that in a football game. And even when you turn the TV off or go to another picture, you might still see like some residue of that there. Is that a way to explain it?
Yeah, image retention happens when you leave the same static images up on screen for long periods of time.
Right.
This could be if you're mainly watching something with a news ticker across the bottom.
Right.
Or something that has a logo like video games. You know, a lot of video games have heads-up displays or scores or other information that stays on the screen for long periods of time. And Samsung, you know, that's not a problem for Samsung, so you can leave those images up. And, in fact, you know, Samsung partnered with Xbox in 2018, and we've come up with this ingenious feature called game mode or auto game mode, which makes our TVs really the best, some of the best for gaming, because what auto game mode does is, first, it automatically recognizes when you switch from TV, Netflix, or to video gaming. And when the video game is sensed by the TV has a special mode that gives us the lowest lag time. And that's what all gamers care about, is that low lag time. And that'll improve your gaming. So with auto game mode, you can always be guaranteed you have the low lag time. On a QLED, you can be guaranteed against image retention. So, you know, if you are a gamer and you're playing one of those games that has static images, a QLED would be the perfect choice for you.
QLED TVs, this is Samsung's take on quantum dot technology, delivering a broader color spectrum, beautiful, vivid, vibrant colors, as well as great brightness and contrast. And the benefit of an inorganic material opposed to OLED is that there's no burn-in or image retention. Let's now pivot and talk, Scott, about the wall. This was one of the spectacles at the Samsung booth that utilizes something called micro LED panels. Tell us about the wall.
The wall is one of, if not the most exciting product coming out of Samsung right now, definitely in the TV industry portion of our business, because first off, micro LED is the first new technology for home TV that we've seen in about 10 years. So what micro LED does, it takes the best of all the different technologies we've seen. We have the size of projection TVs. We can go up to we showed 219-inch at CES. We have the brightness of our QLEDs and LED-based technology. The micro LED is self-emissive. There's no backlighting. So when you want black, you can get those deep, inky blacks. There's no off-axis viewing with QLED. So really, this is the pinnacle of TV technology coming together. And Samsung showed this in various sizes. So we've shown 146-inch at the 2018 Consumer Electronics Show. We bumped it up to 219-inch at the CES 2019. But besides having the best picture quality out there for TV, the most interesting thing about micro-LED is its vision towards the future.
Before we continue our chat with Scott Cohen, a thank you to my sponsor. Tech It Out is powered by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Your skin does a lot for you. It endures the cold and sun and nights when you sleep with your makeup on. Tell it you love it back during the Love Your Skin event at Ulta Beauty with brands like Philosophy, Dermalogica, and Clinique, all 50% off with daily beauty steals. Plus, licensed skin experts will give your skin the love it deserves with customized facial treatments that fit your needs and goals. Hurry in now through January 26th for a gift with purchase from brands like Mario Badescu, Peter Thomas Roth, and Murad. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're chatting with Scott Cohen, Senior Manager of Product Training at Samsung America. Now, before the break, Scott, we were talking about Samsung's The Wall, which is 219 inches at the show. Everyone was gawking, and it was made up of smaller micro-LED panels. Is that right?
Micro-LED TVs are 219 or 146, are actually built of smaller TVs that kind of click together to make bigger TVs. And when you put two of these smaller TVs together, you can't see the seam where they meet up. So by building TV, you know, by block or small TV by small TV, one, even if you had a room, a wall for a 219-inch TV, you probably don't have a doorway big enough for a 219-inch. So being able to assemble on site is going to be important. However, the real importance is more forward thinking, which is, in the future, you can design the TV screen that fits your room rather than being conformed to the models and sizes that are made available by the TV manufacturers. So, you know, if we had these micro-LED tiles, as we call them, and they were 12-inch by 12-inch, and you want to build a 3-foot by 6-foot TV, you just have to get three tiles up, six tiles across, and you can start building the TV that fits your space.
Awesome. Yeah. So to be clear, that 219-inch, the wall, this television at CES at the Samsung booth was not one piece of glass. It's made up of smaller TVs using micro LED technology that you can place adjacent to one another to create one big picture. And that modularity is what's cool. So aside from the picture quality with those deep blacks, that high contrast ratio that we want, these also let you expand the TV experience based on your budget and your room size. So that's very cool. Is this something that we're going to see, like, available to consumers in 2019?
The modular aspect is something that will be coming in the future. No real date has been set. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what Samsung is thinking is really outside the box on what traditional TV is. And one of the cool things that Samsung has learned over the last few years is that as the customers bought larger and larger TVs, 75 and 82-inch, the problem of a big black rectangle in the room when the TV is not in use is starting to become a big deal. In 2017, Samsung launched the Frame. It's a TV available in, you know, 43 up to 65-inch. And when you're not using the TV, it goes into art mode and displays art. Now, what's cool about it is you can choose the art from our art store. You can upload your own art. You get to choose the matting around the art. And with the Frame TV, you can even select your frame color, the bezel, you know, from white to black to light wood to dark wood. And what we found is customers really like this product because when they're not watching TV or using it for TV, it blends right into their decor. This became so popular and such a needed thing that Samsung came up with a brand new idea in 2018 called Ambient Mode, which is only found on Samsung QLED. What Ambient Mode does is, for one, we have a feature called wall generation. So if you hang your TV on a brick wall, the TV can actually continue the brick pattern from the wall and make the TV look transparent. And then once you've done that, you can overlay news or art or clocks or various things. And what it showed us is that customers, when they buy a TV, yes, they're thinking about watching blockbuster movies, but they're also thinking of how they can continue to use that technology when they're not watching TV at all. And as we continue to grow that idea, the idea of modular TV brings up places you would put a screen where maybe TV isn't the primary concern. So, for example, you know, maybe you have a bar area in your home. It's 8 foot wide. You want to have a screen behind the bar that's, you know, 2 feet high, 8 feet wide. You want sharks swimming back and forth. MicroLED is the type of technology that will allow you to customize a screen size of 8 feet by 2 feet. You know, you can also make perfect squares with this. Maybe you live in an apartment. There weren't as many windows as you wanted. Get four of these tiles, download some, you know, outside content, sunrises, sunsets, and you can add a window to anywhere. So what we're looking to do is bring video technology into the home, not just for watching TV, but enhancing the decor in your lifestyle.
Okay, amazing. So micro LED TVs, the wall, there's ambient mode and the frame. And now let's wrap up and talk about smart TVs. Now, were my eyes deceiving me at CES, or did I really see an Apple iTunes logo on a Samsung smart TV at the show?
Yeah, your eyes were not deceiving you. In fact, really good news. Samsung, number one TV manufacturer, got more TVs out there in the customers' homes, and Apple, you know, wants to get their iTunes app accessible by a lot of their customers, and we know a lot of our customers have Apple, so this is really a match made in heaven. So the things that are going to come to Samsung for our Apple phone users is AirPlay 2, so that you'll be able to screen mirror or cast from your Apple iPhone up to the TV. However, unique to Samsung is iTunes, so iTunes will be there, so you will be able to get your content from your iTunes app right off your Samsung TV with your Samsung remote. In fact, Samsung has gone a step further. We have our digital assistant on board, Bixby, and Bixby will actually be able to search within iTunes. So if you're looking for your favorite movie with your favorite actor, we'll be able to search numerous apps, including iTunes. So this is really going to bring Apple and iTunes into Samsung's, you know, smart TV platform in a very big way. With just about all the features most of our other apps have. So this is really big news is, you know, we continue to see customers leaning away from the traditional cable model and either cord cutting or splitting their time between traditional cable satellite with streaming sites like, you know, Hulu, Netflix, or even iTunes.
Right. And just to be clear, the iTunes support on Samsung smart TVs is strictly for movies and TV shows, correct?
At this time, yeah.
All right, when we return, we're going to wrap up with Samsung on Tech It Out. We've been chatting about 8K TVs as big as 98 inches, micro-LED, the wall, up to 219 inches, smart TVs, and more. So stick with us. You're listening to Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're almost out of time with Scott Cohen from Samsung, who's walking us through the TV highlights from the Consumer Electronics Show last week. Now, before the break, Scott, we talked about smart TVs and how they'll support Apple iTunes and Apple's AirPlay 2 to wirelessly play content from iPhones and iPads.
And the other big news outside of Apple that we announced is that we're going to be also working with Google Home and Alexa ecosystem. So for customers in 2019 that may already have an investment in either Amazon or Google's platform in the home, they can be happy to know Samsung TVs will work just fine. They'll be able to power them up, change the volume, change the channel, open apps.
Awesome.
So it'll be a really great experience for them. However, Samsung does include Bixby within our TVs as our digital assistant that can also assist. So really giving our customers the ability to choose which platform they want the TV to fit in the best.
Finally, Scott, Super Bowl's around the corner. If you're listening right now and you're in the market for a new TV, what would you recommend? Obviously, something that can handle fast motion very smoothly.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend one of the QLED TVs, you know, specifically the Q8 and Q9, which are available right now. The Q8 goes up to 82-inch. You want something big. You want to feel like you're at the game. These TVs from Samsung give you the best contrast. But anything in the QLED lineup will give you that bright and accurate colors. So if your favorite team is playing in the big game, you want to make sure those uniforms look right under any type of sun condition. So Samsung QLED is what's going to do it for you. But, you know, I recommend it to everyone that's looking for a new TV, especially when you get up to these bigger sizes. Save some budget for a matching soundbar. Samsung makes some excellent home theater quality soundbars that you're really going to want to bring the sound of the big game in with the visuals of the big game.
All right, all great advice. Scott, is there a website you could leave us with to learn more about your TV lineup?
Yeah, just visit Samsung.com. You can actually do pre-order on the new 8K TVs that were shown last week at CES. But you can find out all the information on all the current lineup, sizes, features, learn a little bit more about ambient mode and QLED.
When are the 8K TVs going to be available?
They'll be available in the first half. So within the next few months, you'll start to see those in a facility near you.
Amazing. Scott Cohen, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I hope you recovered from the show.
I'm all recovered, thank you, and thanks for having me.
All right, it's now time to move on to our next guest. While many tech journalists gush about every single new gadget that debuts, and they tend to praise all the biggest companies, what I love about this next guest, Peter Nowak, is that not only is he a great journalist and author, but he doesn't wear rose-colored glasses when it comes to new technology. He has a critical eye when it comes to these companies and products and isn't afraid to voice his often cynical opinions on social media or in his articles and blog posts. And so for a look at this year's Consumer Electronics Show from a bit of a different perspective, please help me welcome Pete Nowak to the program. Thanks for your time, Pete.
Yeah, my pleasure, Mark.
Good to see you, albeit briefly, at CES last week in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's always such a mad rush there that there's seems to hardly be any time to socialize and chill out,
yeah,
so to speak.
I think I saw you for 60 seconds in the media lounge, and that was about it. Before we talk about CES, please tell us a bit about your work, and please also share the next book that you're working on as well.
Yeah, sure. You think you refer to me as cynical. I don't know if I'm cynical. Sarcastic is probably the better.
That's true.
Better way to describe me. I've been covering technology for a good time now. Probably I don't know if I've been doing it as long as you, but a good number of years. The book I'm working on right now, it's not necessarily actually technology. It's a bit of a divergence into the world of real-life superheroes. These are men and women who basically dress up in costumes and go out and fight crime and help homeless people. So it's a really interesting phenomenon that's going on, again, outside of technology. But I go to CES every year. I think this was my 12th or 13th year. I can't remember. So even though I do look at some of this stuff skeptically, I do love going to CES. I generally, you know, most years I do see something that really, if it doesn't impress me, and actually sometimes I've had my mind blown, so that's pretty cool.
Wow, I'm surprised to hear that. So, yes, before we chat about what you weren't impressed with at CES, Pete, what did you like from the big tech convention that just wrapped up?
You know, there's a couple of things that were pretty interesting. I think everybody was pretty impressed with LG's rollable TV. This is the TV that can basically roll up into a roll and be stashed away. I think it's a little bit, the question about how this is actually going to be useful is not, I don't know if that's been answered just yet. It's still a bit of a mystery as to what you're going to want this for. And also, I imagine that the cost on this thing is going to be pretty astronomical to start with. So that was kind of neat. I think a lot of people like that.
And so this was it looks like a small piece of furniture, and then you use your voice or you press a button to turn on the TV, and then it actually rolls out, like upwards, and it ascends to a full 65 inches. That's the idea behind this rollable TV. It's not something that you would roll up and put under your arm like a yoga mat and walk out of the house, right? Just to clarify.
Yeah, at least not to start with. In that way, it's a little bit similar to a projector screen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's something that you can kind of get out of the way, But, you know, I think for most people, TVs are part of the furniture, and in almost, at least to some people, TVs can also be kind of artwork in your living room, mm-hmm. especially if you've got one of those TVs that can display, you know, really nice images and so on. So there was that. The other thing I'm really interested in these days, I'm kind of fascinated by this idea of air taxis. So I was pretty taken with the Bell helicopter. I think the company's now actually just going by Bell. They were showing off this thing called the Ultra, which is this giant almost like looks like a giant-sized drone. Looks a little bit like something out of a Halo video game. Mm-hmm. It's basically a giant helicopter with six rotors, and it's a five-seater. They haven't, it's only a prototype at this point, so they haven't flown it yet, but they're looking at within the next few years of making something like this available, where you would be, it would sort of be flying like bus routes within cities, so you could take it, a family could theoretically take this thing across town instead of sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic for several hours. It's an interesting idea. I think a lot of people, not just me, are skeptical about this concept of air taxis, but it's interesting to see how this is going to develop anyway.
Yeah, it was like a bit of science fiction at this show last week. In the North Hall, where a lot of the automotive tech is, Bell did have their big booth there. I think it's called the Bell Nexus, and it was a prototype, as you mentioned, so it was full scale, but it was not flying over Vegas or anything that. But yeah, they said that they've inked a partnership with Uber, and apparently the ride-sharing company is looking to deploy these as early as the mid-2020s, which would be pretty exciting, barring any legislative hurdles and other issues. We'll be right back shortly to continue our chat with Peter Nowak on Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Every year, tens of thousands of patients undergo a procedure to replace a faulty aortic heart valve. Many of those are done the traditional way, with open heart surgery. But for some patients, open heart surgery may be too risky.
They're older, they have multiple medical problems. They've got some lung disease, kidney disease, diabetes, prior strokes, etc. Then the risk of open heart surgery goes way up.
For those patients, cardiologist Dr. Chet Rihal says a much less invasive alternative, transcatheter aortic valve replacement, may be a better option. It starts by inserting a catheter into the femoral artery in the leg.
It's the old knee bone is connected to the hip bone thing. The artery in the leg goes all the way back up to the heart. The femoral artery goes into the iliac artery, the aorta, and the aorta goes right to the aortic valve.
The entire procedure happens through the catheter. Dr. Rihal says patients typically go home the next day. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Also, what is very different than Teak? People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Thank you to ASUS, the title sponsor on Tech It Out, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. We're chatting with Peter Nowak. He is a freelance journalist and author. He also does a lot of radio work. And what is the name of your next book, by the way, and when is it coming out before we move on and continue chatting about CES?
Yeah, the title that's going on, going with for now is The Hero Gotham Needs. Scheduled publication is spring 2020.
Oh, awesome. Great. Okay. Going back to CES, so, you know, a lot of us tech writers walk around the show just wide-eyed, and we get super excited, and we blog about it or write articles about it. As I mentioned, you're the more of a type of a journalist that has a bit more of a discerning eye, I would say, and I'm being polite. You often, like, tear apart these products and companies on social media. You're not afraid to do so. So what do you think was maybe overhyped at CES? Something that you just thought was ridiculous that all of us thought was really cool, and you would question that.
Well, there was definitely a lot of talk about 5G or the fifth generation wireless. So this is, of course, coming after 4G. There was a lot of booths talking up 5G. There's also been some controversy about how some of the U.S. carriers have been adding 5G to their phones. You know, basically you get a little display on your smartphone screen that says you're actually connected to a 5G network. that's not entirely true. 5G is not yet here. It kind of goes back to a similar situation with 4G. Some of the American carriers were basically promoting 4G when the standards hadn't even really been set. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're seeing a little bit of the same here with 5G. We're not going to really see 5G arriving until I think the estimates are looking more like 2020. So that was one of the things that was a little bit overblown, I think. And the other thing that was a little bit overblown, I think, was also 8K television. You know, I think when we switched to 4K from full HD, there was a lot of debate out there as to whether, you know, the average person can actually see the difference. I think generally the consensus was that it was not as much of a step up as HD was from standard definition. So there was that. But 8K, you know, I think a lot of people are also horrified to learn that 8K televisions are on the way, because a lot of people still haven't even got 4K TVs. I know I don't. So those are just a couple of the things that I thought, you know, this is considerably futuristic technology. It's not really here
right
just yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much of it we're going to see in the near term.
But in the show's defense, that is really what CES is all about, is a glimpse into the future of technology. And the future, quote unquote, could be a couple of months away, or it could be a few years away. Or in many cases, it's what we call vaporware. It never comes out, these products. But yeah, 8K, a little overhyped. But admittedly, even on this show this hour, I talked with a company about 8K. I thought that the size of the TVs were certainly impressive, nearing 100 inches, and the 8K source content. But if and when we buy these in a few months and put them in our home, there is going to be very little to none of the 8K content that we saw at the show. So in the meantime, these TV manufacturers are touting that you can upconvert or upscale 4K content from, say, Netflix to near 8K quality. So delivering all those, you know, tens of millions of pixels for a better looking picture. But when you couple it with the big size, it really does make a difference. But you're still going, I don't know. Yeah, it's just too early and there's not any content, I guess.
Yeah, that's debatable. That's not to say that 8K doesn't have value as technology. It definitely does. If you talk to, I think it actually has a lot more value on the production side. So if you talk to people who are creating video professionally, they talk that, you know, a lot of them are actually already using 8K cameras, and the benefit there is you can shoot in 8K, and you're basically creating an image with a lot more information in it, so you can do more with that information. You can discard a lot of information from that image, and you're left with a 4K image. So what that means specifically is the ability to do digital zoom is going to improve dramatically once you start moving to 8K. And also, you can do, you know, really professional level stuff without going through professional level costs. So I was talking to one guy who was shooting a documentary in 4K and, or in 8K, and he was saying you can do pan, you know, like pan shots now without having to set up, you know, those rails for your cameras to go along and so on. You can just basically shoot in 8K and then crop it out, and you've got your pan your pan effect.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's not to say that this is a technology that is just vaporware, but it's you know, I think there's going to be value to it. It's just that maybe not necessarily where it's being promoted.
Interesting. We're going to wrap up with Pete Nowak in a couple of minutes from now. When I ask him about tech having a tough year and if that had any impact in lack of enthusiasm about covering CES, has Facebook's foibles and company stock drops and low sales and other issues that have plagued the industry have maybe placed a dark cloud over CES this year. So I'll chat with him after this short break. And before we take a break, I did want to ask you if you had any feedback on Tech It Out, anything that you liked or didn't like in 2018. You have suggestions for 2019, some guests that you'd like me to interview, some topics you'd like me to tackle, things I can improve. I'm all ears. So you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at @Mark_Saltzman. That's Mark with a C, _SALTZMAN. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and other platforms as well. Or you can send me an email, tech@MarkSaltzman.com, TECH@MARCSALTZMAN. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 AM and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Chatting with technology journalist, broadcaster, and author Pete Nowak about covering the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas last week. So, Pete, one of the things that you mentioned to me over email when we were setting up this interview is that you thought maybe the fact that you weren't as super excited about this year's CES was tied to the tech backlash going on right now. You know, I don't know if it's the China trade war thing or the Huawei issue or the stocks that are volatile. What is it about? Can you maybe elaborate a little bit about this?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, 2018 was, you know, it's hard to think of another year that was as bad for tech as 2018 was. You know, you had so many revelations of, you know, so much modern technology is about creating data and then using it in interesting ways. And we saw a lot in 2018 about how that can be abused and leaked and so on and so on. You know, a lot of it had to do with Facebook, but, you know, you also had Google and Twitter and all these companies basically having to defend their data use practices. So that was on the one front. And on the second front, I think this was actually just at the beginning of January where we had the warning from Apple about iPhone sales. They're not going as well as they initially thought they were. And I believe Samsung and LG also issued similar warnings. Mm-hmm. So you've got a slowdown in the smartphone market as well. So you put those two things together, and I think you've got a pretty dark cloud hanging over technology. You've got this privacy issue, the security issue. You've got regulators and governments that are, I think it's pretty safe to assume they're going to be clamping down on a lot of these data practices pretty soon. And on the other hand, you've also got a slowdown in sales. There's evidence that people are not necessarily as quick to snap stuff, at least smartphones, up as they used to be. So you've got a little bit of a slowdown there in on the innovation side as well. So, you put those two things together, and it was kind of that's kind of where I was coming from when I was at CES this year. You mentioned my skepticism, so it added an extra dimension to that skepticism. Yeah, like when I saw the internet-connected toilet, I thought, well, really?
And $7,000, no less.
Yeah. Where are we going with that?
With that in mind, let's end off on a higher note and talk about the quirky side of CES. I know you're always looking for weird little things like that. Aside from that collar toilet that has Alexa support, ridiculous. Anything else you thought was just so funny that you'd like to bring up?
I did see there was, I've got two cats, and I'm a big cat person, so I'm always interested in pet technology. And there was one company there from Italy. I think the product that they were selling was the
Mookie.
I can't remember.
It's called Mookie.
That's it.
Yeah,
thank
Mookie.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the pet feeder that uses facial recognition
from
to
Volta.
Basically open.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it basically programs in your cat or your dog's face, and then it will only open and dispense food for that specific pet. Very useful, or theoretically very useful, if you have several pets in your house and you have, say, one cat that likes to eat the other guy's food, which I do. I've
not
got questions about how
if they have special dietary needs as well.
Exactly.
I can see the applications for that as well.
Yeah, so I mean, and I can see problems with that as well. But I think that is an interesting use of the technology. And we are actually seeing facial recognition being used more, applied more with pets. There's a number of humane societies around the U.S. that are actually now using facial recognition to find lost pets out there. So that's kind of neat.
Cool.
So it's one of those areas that I thought was kind of interesting and I'd like to see more on.
On a related note, did you see the cat treadmill for $1,800? Why not fat shame your feline? I mean, I guess that's the headline. So, all right, Pete Nowak, where can we learn more about your work and follow you and all your work towards your next book as well?
Yeah, sure. I'm on Twitter. It's just @PeterNowak, and I've got a website. It's PeterNowak.ca. That's about it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Pete. Great to see you again, and I look forward to seeing you more and for a longer period of time at industry events in 2019. All the best.
Indeed. Thanks, Mark.
Well, that pretty much wraps up today's Tech It Out. I hope you enjoyed it. A big thank you to my title sponsor. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. If you are listening to this show on terrestrial radio, like your local radio station, and you did want to share it with friends, family, or colleagues, it is available in podcast form. You can find it on iTunes and Blog Talk, TuneIn, and many other podcast platforms. So just search for Tech It Out and maybe my name, Mark, with a C, Saltzman, SALTZMAN. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, the second and final part of a CES special, and I can't wait to share with you next weekend's guests and topics, so be sure to tune into that. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Speak to you next time on Tech It Out.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship, Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Teen in store only.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. We're expecting President Trump's major announcement today to get underway any minute now, and we don't know much.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders had little more to offer than that.
I suggest everybody tune in.
Mr. Trump and the Democrats in Congress have remained far apart over the president's insistence on funding for a wall along the southern border as a price for reopening the government. George Bonzani reporting.
It is said that the president will present an offer that includes some DACA protection for the so-called Dreamers, as well as providing more Border Patrol agents and humanitarian funding. The president just hosted what's said to be the first naturalization ceremony in the Oval Office, swearing in five new American citizens. Also at townhall.com, with that winter storm winding its way through the Northeast, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf with some advice for people in his state.
It's the perfect weekend to do three things. Stay home, spend time with your family, or read a good book.
The National Weather Service with a series of winter storm warnings, advisories, and watches for the area. The U.S. military says they've killed 52 al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia in response to an attack on Somali forces.
The statement specifies the airstrike took place near Jilib in the Middle Juba area. The U.S. says Somali forces had come under attack by a large group of the al-Qaeda-linked extremists. There are no reports of Americans killed or wounded. Al-Shabaab controls large parts of rural southern and central Somalia and continues to carry out high-profile attacks in the capital, Mogadishu, and elsewhere. The group claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on a luxury hotel complex in Kenya's capital. I'm Karen Chamas.
The president stood at Dover Air Force Base earlier for a ceremony honoring the four Americans killed in a suicide bombing in Syria this week as the remains of civilian Scott Wirtz of St. Louis were carried from a C-17 to a waiting van. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Former U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke now has a job with a private investment company after leaving the White House.
North Carolina-based Artillery One says Zinke has been hired as managing director and will pursue investing opportunities in energy, financial technology, and cybersecurity. After spending almost 2 years leading an agency that oversees 500 million acres of public lands, Zinke announced his resignation from the Interior Department last month. He denied any wrongdoing amid investigations into his private business dealings, a decision to block a tribal casino, and other matters.
Jeremy House reporting. An audit finds that the Naval Academy has decaying walls, plumbing issues, condemned offices. The Capitol reported Friday that it obtained the 2018 audit through a Freedom of Information Act request. The Naval Audit Services report says the Annapolis, Maryland College's infrastructure has degraded and is threatening its ability to train midshipmen. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Virginia State Police say an Amtrak train hit a truck hauling a trailer yesterday on Friday, leaving the truck's driver with only minor injuries.
The driver of the truck was hospitalized with minor injuries, but police say the 80 people on the train, including the crew, were not injured. Police say the crossing did not have emergency equipment, but it did have stop signs on each side. Police also say charges are pending and the crash remains under investigation.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. That train did not derail, thankfully, but flying debris damaged mobile homes and another vehicle. Hidalgo State Governor Omar Fayad says the death toll from a pipeline explosion in central Mexico has risen to nearly 70, with at least 85 others still missing after a massive fireball erupted at an illegal pipeline tap in a small town about 60 miles north of Mexico City. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Or only.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome everyone. Mike Etchart. It is CES 2019. This is our second show of our continuing coverage of the show that never ends. It is such a gigantic show. So many people, so many products, so many companies. It is, well, it's not almost overwhelming. It is overwhelming. And we're going to get to the bottom of how many people are here and what the whole deal is. We've got Danielle Castagnol. She is the spokesperson for the CTA. The CTA owns and produces the show.
That's right. The Consumer Technology Association owns and produces this little show called CES. And we're excited to be here with another record-breaking show. We're on track.
Oh, no. Is record-breaking in terms of companies or people or both?
Exhibit space.
Exhibit space.
2.9 million net square feet across Las Vegas.
Gosh, 2.9
million. And we're expecting about 180,000 attendees.
It's up to 180 now.
And about 4,500 exhibitors.
Wow, that is just amazing. Well, in the show last week, we talked about those of us that have come multiple years. I want to say this is my 22nd or so year of coming. It used to be about 120,000, and that seemed insane. And now it's 180,000. And,
yes.
And it is stunning that you were able to get that many people in this place. But you basically take over not just the convention center, you take over Las Vegas.
Yeah, between Las Vegas Convention Center, the Sands Convention Center, ARIA with C-Space, and then other areas across.
What's C-Space, by the way?
C-Space is the home for content creators and Hollywood and a lot of panel sessions and and some displays over there. Some really big chief marketing officers coming and talking about how technology impacts content creation and advertising and marketing and all that good stuff.
And again, over the years, that has been intriguing. And I come from the content world. I come from the entertainment business, and it's been, you know, 20 years ago when you said you're going to CES, everybody would say, why?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the place to be. Same thing with automotive. Same thing. It's amazing how this show has become so inclusive to so many what used to be different silos of stuff. And yet now, again, why wouldn't a content creator, you know, why wouldn't a movie studio, why wouldn't a music company, why wouldn't a games company? Of course you would come here, because so much of that content drives technology and vice versa, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, and that's why the show has gotten bigger over the years, because, like you said, more categories or verticals that weren't tech industries are now, like beauty tech,
yes,
or baby tech,
health tech.
Yeah, all of those are tech companies and tech products now.
And it's amazing. So when 180,000 people jam into this place, how do you keep expanding out? You must every and I, of course, you're already planning for 2020's show probably this week. And you know, this is a year round thing to prepare for this show because it's so large.
Oh yeah, yeah. The sales, there's a sales room where, you know, they're planning out space and they're selling a bunch of space for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And the show dates are planned out, I don't know exactly how far out, but at least a few years out. And I know our CES team is constantly working with the city of Las Vegas and the convention center to, you know, endorse and be aware of expansion and renovation plans and keeping up to date on all of that.
And am I correct to understand that they are actually expanding the convention center?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Because it's not big enough.
Few years, yeah. Renovation, which is always a good thing. So there'll be a little more construction, but it should be great for the show in the years to come and all the other shows that come to LVCC.
And I often say, and I say this every year when I get here, and I well, maybe one of these years I'm going to remember, I need to bring a pedometer. You know, how much do you walk?
And yeah.
It's kind of hard to explain to people, to our listening audience, how large this event is. It's unbelievably large. And when you go to, you know, the larger companies like Samsung or LG, their booth space, to give you an idea, is larger than most football fields. And so you have these large companies like that. So it is just, again, I want a pedometer. I wonder how much I'm walking. I can just feel the calories being burned as I walk around. You can't see everything in the 4 days. You know, you have to really pick and choose where you go. So it's so exciting to be here, though. It's just a blast.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot to see. You probably won't see it all this week, but if you need some pedometer recommendations, there are a couple devices that do that here this week. So.
Exactly. Well, hold that thought, because we're going to come back with Danielle. We got more from PopTech Radio. We are at CES 2019. Yes, 2019. We've got more stuff when we come back. It's PopTech Radio. Stay right there.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
We're back. It is Pop Tech Radio. Mike Hetchart from Las Vegas. Some of our continuing coverage of CES 2019, the Consumer Electronics Show. It is absolutely crazy, which is why we're here for an extended period of time, and it is close to the general public. So we are giving you glimpses, hopefully, of what you're going to see, all the cool stuff. We've got Danielle Casagnol. She is the spokesperson from the CTA. They own and produce the wonderful show that is CES, and this has been going on for a long time, over 50 years now.
That's right, 52 years. We celebrated the 50th anniversary 2 years ago.
And I want to say that the first one, if I read someplace, that it was about 17,000 people that showed up for the first one, give or take, which was a lot back in 1967. We're going to be actually at the NAMM show, which is the pretty much the musical instrument and technology show that's in Southern California. That's about more than 100 years old. And what I heard from the NAMM folks is that CES actually started before 1967. There wasn't really anything called CES, but a lot of the TV manufacturers would be kind of in the basement in Chicago at the NAMM show back in those days. And then it branched off, and it was big enough starting in 67 to be another show. And here we are today, 180,000 people.
Yeah, it used to be twice a year.
Right, it was two times a year.
Uh-huh, in July.
Up until about 20 years ago.
I think that's right. And one exhibitor that has stuck with us through thick and thin is Panasonic.
Oh, of course.
Been there since day one.
Wow.
So, you know, awesome to see how they've evolved as a company over the years.
That's pretty cool, too, to say I've been here all 52 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started coming to CES, there were two shows a year. Mm-hmm. And that summer one kind of didn't. It was in Chicago, and then it moved around to Florida, as I recall. But now it makes sense really to do just this one. I mean, it's just an insane undertaking. Not that I'm telling you anything, to make it happen once a year. So I couldn't imagine doing it twice a year.
Well, now there's CES Asia,
of course,
going on its fifth year in Shanghai, and that show has continued to grow to serve the Asian marketplace. And so for some of our staff, it definitely feels like they're two CESs a year.
Yes, they're
again.
Still right. Exactly. But this, you know, what's fantastic about the Las Vegas show is really how international it is. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The diversity of countries that are represented. It's certainly countries, of course. This is a worldwide industry, obviously, and you know, companies are here, manufactured there. It's just all over the map. But really, I'm always blown away at how international this one is. And it really is an international business because all this stuff is worldwide and we all see it on the internet and yeah, everybody wants it, you know?
That's right. I think it's about 60,000 international attendees, and that's really apparent when you walk through Eureka Park, the startup area,
mm-hmm.
in the Sands, and French coalitions and companies,
yes.
and Chinese and Dutch and everything in between. That's where you really get a great taste of all the international companies here this week.
Totally. Now, as someone who comes here and this is your line of work,
What's your favorite things that you see these days? You know, what gets you excited in terms of like, oh my goodness, look at that. You know, do you get jaded?
No.
Yeah.
You get tired still, but my soft spot is the digital health stuff.
Oh, yes. And that to me seems such a new, I mean, it's probably 6-7 years going on now, but
right.
It still seems new because that was, all of a sudden that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it started kind of with the Fitbit type mm-hmm. step tracker devices, trying to do all in one and capture a bunch of your metrics and quantify those metrics. And then what we've seen happen over the years and most recently is definitely more health and medical applications of these devices that can address real-world issues like chronic disease or opioid dependence or mental illness, you know, real tangible mm-hmm. solutions to things like these and address more specific issues, whatever it is. So, for example, launching this week from Tivic Health is a device that uses microcurrent technology to relieve pain from sinus pressure. So a very specific
wow.
use case.
Yeah.
And you'll see a lot of those things, like a wearable for tracking glucose levels for diabetics and blood pressure monitors for people with cardiac issues and things like that. So there's a lot of technology that's emerged that addresses these issues and attempts to bypass the use of medication and things like that, or used in conjunction with medication.
Wow. And I haven't even made it to that section yet. So I'm headed over there. All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Daniel Castagnol, thanks so much for joining us from the CTA. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us here. We sure appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, and we will do this again next year probably too, right?
Can't
and the
wait.
Year after that.
We'll
All right.
Before you know it.
That's right. Oh, it comes so fast. It seems weird still to say 2019. I almost said 2018. It seems weird to say 2019. But on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. This is PopTech Radio. We are at CES 2019, and we are coming right back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Mike Etchart. We are at CES 2019, as you probably know if you're listening to the show. We are hanging out here in Las Vegas, 180,000 people strong and 2.9 million square feet of booth space, and everything is tech. And it's so fun because certain companies you would not expect to see here. And so that's why we're going to have our next guest on the show. He is Mike Sutterer. He's the SVP and GM of the Gardens Business Unit of Miracle-Gro. Has Miracle-Gro always come to CES, Mike?
Oh, of course. We've been here since the beginning.
Have you literally?
Expect that? No, we have not.
I was going to say, you're pulling my leg.
This is our first year.
Oh, it is your first year?
Yes.
Oh,
first year for the Miracle-Gro brand at CES. Of course, Scott's Miracle-Gro has been around for 150 years, actually.
Really?
So, well before CES.
You're getting the hang of it.
Yes.
The hang of it.
We get the hang. We know how to grow things outside the home, and now we're making the pivot on the other side of the screen door to help people successfully grow things inside the house as well.
So when you sat down with your team and said, hey, we're going to go to Consumer Electronics Show, did everybody kind of go, what?
Yeah, are you going to make plants, you know, talk or move
robots,
or virtual? What are we doing?
So we're now talking about indoor growing, I gather.
Yeah, we actually are really excited. We've been working for a couple years on a brand new Miracle-Gro 12 indoor gardening unit that actually allows you to successfully grow things inside your house 365 days a year. So it doesn't matter what the season, cold, hot, rain, no rain, weeds, bugs, none of that matters when you're growing things inside your home.
Now, see, as we mentioned before we got on the air, I live in Southern California where we can pretty much grow things, and I'm an organic farmer myself, ironically.
Yes.
So we have the advantage of climate where I happen to live. But this is obviously this is a boon to folks that you guys are based in Ohio. I know you live in Houston.
Yep.
So maybe it's not quite as easy to grow year-round in any of these locales.
Yeah.
But now you can.
Now you can. I mean, it's January, so for a lot of folks in the country, you know, you're living in Boston, Chicago, Minneapolis, right? You're not thinking about growing fresh tomatoes
and
fresh vegetables this time of year, but now you can with the Miracle-Gro 12 system. And what's really exciting about it for us is, you know, we set out on a mission really to solve the biggest issues that people have when they want to try to grow things inside the home. And, you know, light, space is really the two keys, and then just a fear of failure.
Right.
You know, not everybody's a farmer like you.
Yes, trust me, there's plenty of failure, whether you're a farmer or not.
Growing
stuff.
That's right, and we really wanted to solve those things for people, and that's really what we did with this new Miracle-Gro 12 system that we developed.
So of course, this is a radio and podcast.
Yes.
So let's use the description so we can explain it. So as a consumer, you would buy a system, and it has everything you need in it?
Yeah, it's everything you need. So we wanted, again, with that simplicity in mind, wanted to give the people like you everything you need to be successful. So the light, of course, light, you got to have light to grow things, right? Biggest challenge inside the home. The light is fully integrated with the system, so you're not buying any separate pieces and parts. It comes with a reservoir that the plants go right into, so you're planting in a water-based system.
Okay.
Don't have the mess of soil or any of the pests that go with soil.
So this is an aquaponic
system? Yeah, hydroponic system.
Or hydroponic system.
Exactly.
Yes. Aquaponic uses fish, I think.
It does use fish.
That's right.
This doesn't have the fish, although that might make it more sporting in the future.
it's a headache with the fish, I guess. So it's an aquaponic.
It's a hydroponic system.
I've got that mixed up already.
Yes.
Hydroponic system.
Yes.
No soil.
No soil.
Okay.
You just add nutrients, which we've developed actually a very simple single nutrient that you just add one time at the beginning and then once in the middle of your grow cycle, and that's it.
What?
Literally all you have to do is top the unit off with water, and that's the only maintenance that you have.
That's pretty cool.
And one of the reasons for that is we also have an app. It's Bluetooth connected.
Of course.
So the app, of course,
there's an app for that.
There's an app for that. Manages everything you need. It controls the lighting for you, so it will automatically adjust the lighting based on what you need for your plant to grow.
Okay.
It will tell you when you need to add water, so you don't need to worry about the system running out of water.
Yeah.
It'll tell you when to add nutrition. It'll tell you when to harvest. So depending on what you're growing, I don't know what you like to grow, Swiss chard, mustard greens.
Yeah, all and above.
Tell you when to harvest. We'll even give you recipe tips on what to make. And you can order your next set of plants, and we'll ship them directly to your home so you can start your next grow. So really making it simple to be successful growing 365 days a year inside your home.
Now, is this system available in retail right now?
We are actually pre-launching it with Indiegogo right now. Actually, today we're kicking off the pre-launch with
Indiegogo. So by the time this is broadcast, it'll be up.
It'll be up, so you can go to Indiegogo, and then you could also go to MiracleGrow12.com.
MiracleGrow12. Okay.
Yep, MiracleGrow12. Yep, that's the system, okay. And 12 is for 12 months out of the year, so 12
there
months growing.
I get it.
And you can order it there as well, place a pre-order. We'll begin shipping in March of this year, and it'll be available everywhere as well. All the usual retailers will have it, too.
That is remarkable.
You know,
it's funny, over the Thanksgiving break, my wife buys, for certain herbs, we have the plants, actually, in our yard, and it's awesome, but we live in Southern California, so it's easy to do. You know, you can buy the plants, and you're good to go. But this stuff tastes so much better when you use the fresh products. And this is going to give everyone that opportunity, no matter where you live.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you're in Southern California, a lot of people live in apartments,
yes,
townhomes.
That's
they
right.
don't have a lot of space to grow things outside. Now you can grow inside. And we like the movement of farm to table, obviously, is very big.
Huge.
Well, we like to call this arm to table because you can literally sit at your kitchen table and within arm's reach, you can harvest your lettuce, your herbs, whatever it is you need. So
that is so cool. We've been talking to Mike Sutterer. He is, of course, the Senior Vice President and GM of the Gardens Business Unit of Miracle-Gro, part of Scotts. And, yes, they are at CES for the first time. We're going to talk more about the Miracle-Gro 12 system when we come back. It's PopTech Radio from CES Las Vegas 2019. Stay with us.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Mary Lynn Dobson, directed by Samantha Fork. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Are sore. My back is sore because I've been walking for miles in the Las Vegas Convention Center. But it's so fun because it's CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. Lots of companies that you never thought would be here. Among them, Scotts and Miracle-Gro. They have got a product called the Miracle-Gro 12. And I've got Mike Sutterer here. He's the Senior Vice President and GM. In the world of consumer electronics, you're a little new to this, but when we talk about televisions, and I've mentioned this on other shows, we used to have a phrase we called the WAF, the W-A-F, the wife acceptance factor.
Excellent.
You can't bring in those big TVs because sometimes you're going to have some pushback. And so the Miracle-Gro 12 thing, you guys have a high WAF because it was well designed. It's a beautiful system. It's lovely. It will look great in anybody's home. So it's not... It's got a high WAF. What else can you say?
Yes, it does, and we actually went for that because we knew it was important. We didn't want it to be, you know, that treadmill that you buy in January when you're all excited to work out, and then it becomes what you hang your clothes over the rest of the year.
Yeah.
We wanted people to use it and to keep it out and to keep it part of their life to encourage them to grow fresh, healthy food year-round.
So this is a modular system, I gather.
It is a modular system. So a single unit, you can grow up to four plants in it. And you can stack the units. So, again, space is one of those barriers that we had to overcome. So instead of going wide and taking up a bigger footprint, you can actually go vertical and stack these units. One of the other things we've done is growing from seed takes a lot of time.
Yes, it does.
And sometimes the seeds germinate and sometimes you're not so lucky. So we've created this system where you could grow from seed if you'd like to, but you also can grow from a starter plug. So we have a subscription service that you can opt into where we will send you your plants every 8 weeks, ready to go. So you can harvest a whole lot sooner with a lot more success. And we've even developed this system so you could go to your local garden center, your Home Depot, your Lowe's in Southern California. You can buy any plant out of that garden center. Even though it's planted in soil, and this is a hydroponic water-based system, you can take it home and put it in your Miracle-Gro 12 system.
Wow.
We have got a special patented cocoa core liner that you can put that plant into, soil and all, and you can grow it hydroponically in the water. So we have really tried to make this as frictionless as possible to be successful no matter how you want to grow inside your home.
Now, just from a product development standpoint, who was the guy that stood up in the meeting 5 or 8 years ago and said, and you know, how long does it take to make these really? Because this is well outside of your wheelhouse historically.
It is. Yes.
You're a 150-year-old company, and suddenly you're talking tech. Walk me through how this kind of happened in your company.
Yeah, well, first of all, I was the guy that stood up and said I wanted to do this, and I think everybody thought I was insane when I first had the idea. But, you know, as we started to look at trends on where people are wanting to grow, inside the home is just a mega trend that we're seeing. You know, upwards of 90% of people want to grow inside their home, but less than 25% do it.
Right.
And the reason is light, space, and that fear of failure.
As we talked about,
right?
Yeah.
So really trying to focus and say, okay, for our next 150 years, where are we going to help consumers successfully grow? And that's going to be on the inside of the screen door instead of outside. And we knew to do it, we had to move in some of these new areas that were a little bit foreign to us. Fortunately, we got some great partners. We have a fantastic research and development and marketing team back at Scotts who really has embraced this and leaned in. Lots of testing, lots of, you know, WAF testing as well,
right?
To make sure that we've got
spousal
this thing
approval,
right.
Spousal approval, totally.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why we're launching on Indiegogo as well, just to get some of that feedback from folks who interact with technology like this.
Right.
Again, it's not our normal sort of consumer base here. It's something new for us.
So from that time you stood up in the meeting to today, how long was that?
We have been on about a three-year journey
I was going to say that's pretty fast.
Yeah, to market, which is pretty fast, although there are some in our company who would like it even faster than
than that.
But one of the one of the great things is we actually have a lot of hydroponic companies that we have acquired over the past few years.
Oh, okay.
Mostly focused on other crops that are not vegetables and herbs.
Well, and I live in Southern California,
so
you
know that
legal
well.
There. Yeah.
Yes. So that also helped us accelerate our learning to be able to focus more on tomatoes, veggies, herbs, etc. And speaking of tomatoes, we are actually launching a second system in the fall of 2019. We call it the Sola Edition.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much larger system, and it actually could grow a full-size slicer tomato inside your home.
Wow.
Think about that, or a full-size bell pepper. Even can grow a Meyer lemon tree inside your home in this unit. It's crazy. Again, that was another one where I think they thought I was nuts when I stood up and said I want to be able to grow a Meyer lemon tree in one of these units. But we want you to be just as successful growing inside the home, or maybe more than you can grow outside the home.
Well, and it's so exciting for those people, like you said, that live wherever they live, and they have apartments or townhomes, and it brings a room to life when you have growing plants anyway, and grow the food you eat. It's really, and again, growing up in sort of rural Southern California, I'm kind of spoiled because that's my experience.
Yep.
That's what I know, and I know that's not for most people, and this really opens the door for so many people.
Well, and even for you, some of the challenges you probably have outside the home, whether it's insects or squirrels and birds coming and eating.
Fire,
mudslides.
Yes.
None of that you have to worry about when you are growing inside your home. So it takes a lot of the pain points of growing things out when you're growing inside.
Well, and you guys also have a fairly substantial task of educating people on a new product. Not only have to create the tech, but now you have to educate your consumers.
Yeah, we do. And fortunately, we have a great consumer base to start with.
Yeah.
But it is a different consumer for us.
This is more
millennial focused. It's a younger consumer. So we need to reach them in new and different ways. And we traditionally do a lot of our consumer communication advertising in the spring when most people are outside gardening.
Sure, but this is something
much more relevant. Now you've got fall, you've got winter, holiday time that we're just coming off of.
Sure.
The perfect time to be educating people about how to grow successfully inside their home.
That's awesome. So, Mike, if folks want to find out more about the Miracle-Gro 12, where do they go?
Miracle-Gro 12, T-W-E-L-V-E.
So spelled out.
Spell it out.
And there's a dash between Miracle and Grow.
Yep.
And there's no W in Grow.
There's no W in Grow.
That's
right. True.
All right. So it's Miracle-Gro12.com. Miracle-Gro and Miracle-Grow, no W, 12 spelled out.
Yep.
.com. Check it out. Well, very exciting. Mike, it's been a pleasure to have you here at your first CES, for crying out loud.
Yes. That's really exciting. Awesome. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Thanks for coming on.
It.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. It's PopTech Radio at CES. We're coming right back.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth.
Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It is Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart here. Here, of course, being Las Vegas, CES 2019. It still seems weird to say that. I keep saying that. I keep saying that it's weird to say that because it continues to be weird to say that. Joining me right now is my good friend. He, of course, with thewirecutter.com, with Soundstage and Jazz Times. He is a musician. He is an audiophile. He is a supremely groovy dude. He is Brent Butterworth. Supremely.
That's probably the nicest introduction I've ever had in my life.
Really?
My mom wouldn't give me such a nice introduction.
All true. All true.
She'd throw in some qualifiers.
Some asterisks.
Yeah.
Usually. Well, that is qualifier free, that comment.
Very nice.
So thank you for coming. It's always a pleasure. We have had these conversations from CES many years now.
Many times.
Back in our Sound and Vision shared history. You were with Sound and Vision far longer than me. But we had a shared history there. And here we are. And you told me this is your 30th CES.
This is my 30th CES. My first one was 1990.
Wow.
This is my 30th Vegas CES. I went to 5 or 6 or 7 of the ones in Chicago, too.
Oh, my goodness. So let's talk a little bit about... Well, we're going to talk about headphones because you have a website called Soundstage.
Yeah, Soundstage Solo.
SoundstageSolo.com.
Which is it's a headphone-specific site, and I'm the editor of it. I do the lion's share of the writing. I have a couple other writers who pitch in.
It's a great site.
Thank you.
It's a great site, by the way.
Thank
folks,
you.
If you haven't been to the website, you got to go to SoundstageSolo.com. It's awesome. We've talked a lot about headphones before on the air, and then every year since for the last, let's say, I'm just going to throw a number out because I don't really know, but it's about the last 8 years. I kind of come here, and I think there can't be more headphones.
Yeah, I'd say 8 years.
Yes.
And, I can't say that there's as many headphones here as there have been, because this is not as much of an audio show as it used to be.
It's
not even close.
Right.
However, the innovation and growth in the market continues, and so we're not, we haven't seen any plateauing at all in terms of, less innovation and less new stuff in headphones. There's tons of new stuff.
And what is new stuff for headphones?
By far, the most interesting thing I've seen is the Dolby Dimension headphones.
The Dolby Dimension headphones.
Yeah, and so
yes.
Dolby soft launched these late last year and just sold them through their own website, and they're $600.
Well,
so not
cheap.
And Dolby, what does Dolby know about making a set of headphones?
Yeah.
Well, whatever Dolby decides, they want to learn. Because if they don't have the engineers to do it, they'll go hire them. And these headphones are pretty incredible. They have a surround sound virtualizer in it that makes it sound like, surround sound. And it really works. It works amazingly well. It doesn't sound... Some of those things sound pretty hokey. You try them once, and you're kind of like, after half an hour, you're like, I'm sick of it. You never use it again. This is really nice. And it also detects... It looks at the signal and detects if it's been virtualized before, and then it adjusts its processing to compensate.
Opposed to a proper multi-channel mix.
Right.
There are ways of simulating that.
Right, which Dolby does, of course, because they know how to do that.
Yes.
But it
won't double, basically, in this case.
Right, so it doesn't double up. It doesn't make it sound stupid and fake. It just sounds really, really good. The weird thing is the things looked really nice, and they were really comfortable. And you just wouldn't expect that. You wouldn't expect Dolby, which has never made a consumer product before, to come out with such a nice consumer product. Usually people's first consumer product is pretty horrible.
Disaster, yeah. Interesting. And so is it now not soft launch?
Yes. As of midnight last night.
Yeah.
It's available on Amazon.
Okay. And is it still $600?
It's still $600.
All right.
And it's wireless. You know, you have like a low latency wireless transmitter, so you can... It's kind of more intended for movie watching and TV watching, but you can listen to music on it. It sounds really nice.
Okay.
I'm supposedly going to get one to review. So we'll see. Then I got to figure out how I'm going to measure it, which is going to be really
That'll be weird.
Wacky.
Well, is that going to be, do you think, you know, because Dolby is in the technology business. Mm-hmm. They're in the licensing business of their technology. Is this something that's going to be picked up by other manufacturers?
You know, I didn't ask them that, but I'm sure that's what they're going to do. So they're probably using this as a Trojan horse?
Yeah.
Or as a technology demonstrator to show other manufacturers the kind of processing Dolby can add to their headphones.
Right.
So that, you know, a Sennheiser or an AKG or a Sony or whoever would then, you know, add Dolby's algorithms to... Because, you know, this is all in digital signal processing.
Yeah.
So...
And that continues to get better every year.
Yeah, and it does get better every year. And this was pretty impressive. And, you know, I worked at Dolby like 20 years ago. And I was the marketing director for Dolby Headphone, and I'll tell you, it didn't work for me at all.
Yeah.
But this works.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so we've got the surround sound simulator in a headphone.
Yeah.
We have noise canceling. That's another technology.
A lot of noise canceling.
Okay.
And that's starting to trickle down into lower-priced products. And, you know, for years, Bose has sort of dominated that.
Yes.
Because they held down all the patents. So... they would aggressively go after anybody who violated their patents. So,
and when you say aggressively, I know you mean aggressively.
Yeah, I mean aggressively. So, but people have seemingly figured out ways around the patents, and so we're starting to see people, you know, noise-canceling headphones that are getting to where they're as effective as the Bose ones. And, you know, they some of them maybe sound better, and, you know, different form factors, and you're getting stuff for $200 or $150 instead of $300.
Sure.
So... for noise canceling, which I think is a great technology, especially,
love it.
Especially, you know, not just for airplanes, but also for things like, you know, open plan offices, because, you know, everyone's in these, no one even has a cube anymore. Everyone just has like a bunch of desks lined up next to each other, and to be able to put those on and get a little bit of relief from the office
noise.
You know, so this is wonderful technology, and it's cheaper and cheaper, and some of these things are great.
Yeah. And so has anybody matched Bose? I know that's the gold standard for noise canceling.
Yeah, actually, finally somebody did.
Because I think we talked about this on one of the shows.
So somebody, the Sony WH-1000MX3.
I just listened to those, actually.
XM3, something like that.
Yeah, the version 3, essentially. And I just tried those out, and I was pretty darn impressed.
The noise canceling is actually, it measures better than the Bose on my measurements.
Okay.
Just a little bit, like a decibel or two, but... Now, when you hear it, you can't really hear the difference, right?
Yeah.
Just like if you measure two amplifiers and you listen to them, you can't hear a difference.
Sure.
You measure the difference. So it's kind of like that. So I can measure a difference. I can't hear a difference. They both have great noise canceling. That has downsides, though, because the more noise canceling you get, the more you get the effect of what they call eardrum suck.
Yes, we've talked about that,
too. It feels like it's sucking your eardrums out, like if you go up in a high-speed elevator.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing a groundbreaking article on this pretty soon.
Okay, hold that thought. So I got to take a commercial break. We're going to talk to Brent Butterworth about his groundbreaking article on eardrum suck. Yes?
Yes.
All right. On that note, what a better way can you end a segment? All right, we'll be right back. It's Pop Tech Radio from CES 2019.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Codemaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart is me. CES 2019 is where we, me, is, are hanging out. It's the it's crazy Las Vegas Convention Center with 180,000 of my closest friends hanging out. But my number one groovy guy, Brett Butterworth, hanging out from The Wire Cutter and from SoundstageSolo.com. We were talking about Eardrum Suck.
Yeah.
And you were going to do a groundbreaking article.
My favorite topic.
Yes, I was. So that, of course, is a spy product or a side effect of the technology of noise canceling, yeah.
In headphones.
Okay, so what is your article going to say?
I've been doing a lot of research on this. And yes. Everyone I've talked to was just like, we never figured that out either. Because I'd ask people, what is the deal? Why does this happen? And how do you, why does it only happen with certain headphones? And everyone's like, we noticed that, and we don't know. So I finally did enough research to where I have the makings of an article. I still have some more testing to do and things like that. But I finally figured out the core of it. And all my questions are answered, at least in my head.
Oh.
So... But I have to do the graphs and the measurements and stuff to support it, right? So in other words, it's sort of a quasi scientific paper, but it'll read not like a scientific paper. It'll read like a normal article about audio.
So the bottom line is that avoidable?
Well, probably not, because it doesn't directly correlate with the efficacy of the noise reduction. Do we have any listeners left at this point? But anyway, it doesn't directly correlate with...
We're going deep.
So anyway, but it correlates with a part of it. But the end effect is that the headphones that have the really super high power noise canceling are going to give you this effect, and it's extremely hard to avoid.
All right. Well, there you go. There you have it. But, so we've got noise canceling. We've got the surround sound headphones. We've got Bluetooth headphones. And headphones for fashion, what Beats, if any innovation they did, it was making headphones fashionable
and conditioning the public to the idea of buying $300 headphones.
That's right.
I was just talking to a guy from Sennheiser today, and he's like, I'm really thankful for them because
they broke the door open.
They really broke the door open.
That's right. Suddenly cost is not that big of it. Well, it's important, but it's not that important.
Right? Yeah, but that's another good point is Bluetooth is now that the headphone jacks are off of the iPhones.
Yes.
And, we keep hearing rumors that Samsung's going to pull them off the next generation of Galaxy and whatever. So there's more and more Bluetooth, and now it's almost like Bluetooth has almost displaced the wired headphones entirely.
I gotta say that makes me sad for a variety of reasons. I don't love Bluetooth only because it needs to be charged, and then I always put my headphones on, and it's like, oh, I've only got I'm already worrying about. I always forget to charge my phone enough, and now I have to worry about my headphones. So I don't. That's what I don't dig. And Bluetooth just seems to be, it's not epic. It is not. I don't know. I feel like I'm missing something from the wire sonically. It doesn't
sound.
Okay,
well, you are.
Yeah.
But good news.
Okay.
You knew I would have an answer for you.
That's a softball for you.
And so, Bluetooth uses what they call a codec, which is just like MP3.
Compression, decompression.
Yeah. And, so that reduces the data rate to where it can fit through the Bluetooth transmission.
Sure, right.
So, and that reduces sound quality. However, there's a stock codec in Bluetooth called SBC, and there have been some aftermarket ones, from third parties that are like aptX or AAC and things like that. But those don't really improve the quality noticeably. However, AptX came out with AptX HD, which roughly doubles the data rate.
Okay.
So it's getting to where it's only about, I think AptX is 200, 250, 300 kilobits per second. And so AptX HD is like 576 or something like that.
Considerable.
So it's a lot more data. And more data means better sound.
Right.
In this case, it certainly does.
And is that technology available in headphones right now?
Yes. It kind of broke, it started to barely break last CES, but now it's really becoming common.
Awesome.
And Sony's LDAC, which stands for...
Something.
DAC is probably digital analog converter.
Whatever.
So, lossless, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's an even higher data rate than AptX HD.
Okay.
So, I've only played around with it a little bit. It seems to work great. And, of course, it's Sony, so, maybe not everybody will put it into their products.
Yeah.
It's available. If you go into Samsung phones, they have most of these codecs in them already.
Excellent. Well, I'm happy about that. And on that note, we need to wrap it up, Brent. Can you believe it? This is the end of our second show from CES. This is part of our continuing coverage of CES for PopTech Radio. So on that note, we need to wrap up this episode. Brent Butterworth from TheWireCutter.com and SoundstageSolo.com and Jazz Times. Jazz Bass Player, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me on. It's great as always.
It is my pleasure. On that note, folks, make sure we're podcast at Apple iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts, so you can always go there and pick up some great past episodes. And big thanks to Cody Castleberry for keeping it real for me, editing, producing, doing all the legwork and the hard work. Makes my job so much easier. I do appreciate that. And on that note, have a wonderful day, folks. We'll see you next time on PopTech Radio.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition.